6B. Life in the past. Exercise 2. Page 110.
The Edwardian Country House. In a country house in Edwardian England, life would have been very different indeed for the family members and the servants. In a smooth-running household, the servants were supposed to be out of sight and out of mind. Strict rules told them when to get up, bathe and eat, who to speak to and how to dress. To see what life was really like in a country house in Edwardian England, 19 people took roles as family members and servants for a reality show. Here's what some of the participants had to say after 3 months of life upstairs and downstairs. A. Laura.
Within hours of entering the house, we were living as if we were truly Edwardians. Whether the cameras were around or not, as a member of the family, there wasn't a lot for me to do. We went horse riding and had singing lessons, despite the fact that I can't hit a note. Within a few minutes, the tutor had got me to feel confident, so I was very pleased with that. One thing that I really didn't like was the loss of my freedom. A woman was the possession of her father or husband, and I had to stay in the background and learn how to be very quiet. I actually found myself feeling very angry on behalf of Edwardian women who had to live their whole lives that way. It was a great experience, but I'm glad to be back in the 21st century with all my comforts.
B. Sheila.
To begin with, I found it quite difficult in my role as housekeeper. The emotional stress was the biggest shock to me. Having to organise 19 people was really challenging at times. I had to be very strict, but I found that it wasn't in my nature. It wasn't easy for the maids either. Perhaps it was easier in those days. The girls that I was in charge of were intelligent young people who had studied and travelled, whereas 100 years ago, they would have been girls from the village who would have been overjoyed to get any job. One of the worst things about it all was the uncomfortable uniform. I could hardly breathe as the corset I was wearing was so tight. I enjoyed doing the orders, the bookkeeping and the stock-taking, so that we wouldn't run out of anything. The business management side of things. Overall, I liked being in that big house, and in the later weeks, I even made some friends.
C. John.
We didn't have a clue about what we were supposed to do at the start. I was in the role of second footman, which involved polishing boots and silver, and carrying huge trays of dinner behind the first footman, with whom I had to share a small room. The pressure intensified when one kitchen maid quit after just 2 days. With another job to cover, we worked without time off. I found it difficult to get used to being ordered around by the butler. He strictly enforced all the Edwardian codes. We weren't even allowed to talk at dinner. But by the end, the house was like a well-oiled machine. In a strange way, being a servant made life easier. My meals were cooked for me. My clothes were washed, and I didn't have to worry about paying bills. All I had to think about was the needs of the family upstairs. Even though I wouldn't want to do this again, it gave me a taste of the past.
D. Helen.
I didn't have any contact with the family upstairs, but being in the kitchen was great. I'll always remember the nights when all the staff used to sit up chatting after work. We were all tired and we knew we'd have to get up really early the next morning, well before the family rose, but the conversations were so engrossing. We were like one big happy family. There were downsides though. I didn't enjoy others telling me what to do just because they were in a higher position. And the other thing I didn't like was just having one bath a week. I was working for 16 hours a day, washing up or mopping and getting my hands wet. As a result, my skin became all cracked. My hands were filthy all the time, and my nails all broke off. I think the whole experience made me more confident, But when it was over, I realised how much I'd been looking forward to a Sunday meal and not having to get up and work afterwards.